Blog for He's So Worth It Ministries, January 6, 2021. Seeing Life Through Jesus' Eyes. A few weeks ago, I asked what we were going to give Jesus for his birthday. After much prayer, I decided to give him my eyes, how I look at things. I want to see life through Jesus' eyes. The Lord has repeatedly impressed upon me the importance of keeping an eternal perspective. I've written about it often. You can see a list of the blogs in the text. However, right now, I find myself in dire need of a refocus. My vision has become distorted because what I see with my physical eyes is not what I want or expected to see at this point in my life, especially in regards to my ministry. I want to make a big impact for God's kingdom, to be used mightily by Him for His glory. And that desire pleases the Lord. But I had momentarily lost sight of the fact that a large impact typically consists of many small ones. What if, instead of looking to make a big impact, instead of looking for some big display of God's glory done through us, we look for little ways to display His glory? God does do big miracles, revealing Himself in His glory, but He also does small ones, day in and day out, showing Himself to be real and present in the moment, showing His love and care in the little things, as well as the big things. Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. And He wants to use you and me in the process. What a privilege! What are some of these little ways in which we can make an everlasting impact? Small acts of kindnesses that show people we care. An encouraging word. Remaining steadfast in trials by trusting God. Praising God instead of complaining. Being a living example to those around us in reading the Bible, praying, and attending church. Praying with someone in that moment instead of saying you will pray for them and then forgetting. Speaking truth even when it's hard. Spending quality time with a loved one. There are countless ways. For me, it's to write the next blog, book, or other resource, even if only a few people read them. It's to post the next item on Facebook, teach the next Bible study class, impart one truth that will help that one person in that one moment in cyberspace or just where I happen to be physically. Basically, in this moment, how can we act like Jesus who is living inside us believers? What would Jesus do in this moment to produce lasting fruit and bring His Father glory? You know, Jesus didn't only do big miraculous things. He was involved in the nitty-gritty of people's lives. God is the one in charge of the results, of the eternal fruit produced by our obedience. My job, your job, is to keep our eyes on Jesus. He's the one who has the eternal 2020 vision. Sometimes I can see what God is doing, eternally speaking, the saving of a soul, the spiritual growth of a sister. But much of the time, I can't see. That's when I need to use my eyes of faith, which He has given me. It's funny. I'm giving Jesus my eyes, and He's giving me His eyes, His vision. I guess we really did more of a gift exchange. And when I can't see like He does, I can still see Him, my beautiful, beautiful Savior, who endured so much for me. So until next time, my friends, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy set before Him, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Hebrews 12:2-3. By the way, my friends, if you want to increase your awareness of God's presence in your daily life, get my new free resource by clicking on the link in the text.